Alaska isn't getting any immediate funding from a deal with Chinese companies to develop the state's gas line mega project. But Alaska Governor Bill Walker and State Gas Line Corporation head Keith Meyer say they are encouraged by a deal they signed in Beijing. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more details on the agreement and how Alaskans are responding to it.
As U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping looked on, Alaska's trade delegation signed an agreement with the China-owned oil giant Sinopec, one of the country's banks, and a sovereign wealth fund. Keith Meyer says the state has been trying to woo companies in China for months.
So we've been through the courtship. We're now engaged.
The deal links Alaska's gas pipeline project to China's biggest state oil company as a potential buyer, the Bank of China as a lender, and the Chinese Investment Corporation, a sovereign wealth fund with deep pockets. Right now, Meyer says Alaska will stay in control of the project and hasn't asked for any financial help from its new partners. He says they've given themselves a little over a year to hammer out a final agreement. The state wants a final investment decision by 2019 so it can break ground and bring the project online by 2025. Larry Persily is a former federal pipeline coordinator for Alaska, and he says this agreement with the Chinese market is non-binding and not much different than agreements the state has signed in the past.
MOUs, letters of interest, letters of intent, they're made up names. They don't mean anything legally. I mean, you could call it a joint development agreement or MOU or a memorandum of cooperation. I look more at what's underneath it. Are they going to start paying a share of development cost? No. Okay. That tells me they're still holding back, but they want to learn more.
And there are some other hurdles ahead. Alaska doesn't control the gas. The producers on the North Slope, BP, ConocoPhillips, and ExxonMobil do. Up until last year, those three companies were partnered with the state in developing the pipeline, but they stopped pursuing the project and let the state take over. At the time, they said the market conditions were unfavorable. And even though their gas is crucial for the final project, Walker says they didn't really have much to do with this deal.
This agreement is for a infrastructure project, and the producers, that's what they transitioned over to us in February of 2016. And so the producers don't really have a role in the infrastructure portion of this. We'll certainly continue to negotiate with them on the gas offtake. Without question. But as far as the infrastructure itself, we're not asking them to be a participant in that at all.
Don Patience at BP says the company looks forward to understanding the terms of the agreement and the role and vision for the gas owners. Natalie Lohman at ConocoPhillips says the company supports the state's plan to try and push the project forward, and it intends to sell its gas. The state's gas line corporation has had an increasingly troubled relationship with Alaska's legislature, which funnels money into the corporation and the project. Last year, lawmakers in the House and Senate attempted to defund the agency and cut its budget, and they have repeatedly asked for more information and transparency from the state-run project. Anchorage Republican Kathy Giesel heads the powerful Senate Resources Committee. She says she still needs more details.
I take the role in this scenario of the loan officer at the credit union. And you come to me with this great idea with lots of backup. And my answer to you is, boy, that sounds like a great idea. I'm going to dig into the details and we'll talk again.
Anchorage Democrat Garen Tarr says the deal is a positive step. Tarr heads the House Resources Committee, and while she is encouraged, she says she's not sure the deal is enough to convince the legislature to funnel more money into the Gasline Corporation.
Well, I think at this point, the feeling in the legislature is that the remaining $70 to $80 million is what AGDC has to work with right now to get to a decision point.
A substantive deal on the state-run gas line project could be a game changer for Alaska's struggling oil-based economy. The pipeline would cost at least $43 billion to build, and its construction would temporarily add thousands of jobs to the state's economy. The more than 800-mile-long pipeline would connect two oceans and pipe LNG from Prudhoe Bay to the Kenai Peninsula before loading it onto tankers and shipping it to Asia. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.